We hear again a few of the verses from the appointed reading of 1 Corinthians 15. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by man has also come the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, after destroying every rule and every authority and power. In the name of Jesus. It's the end of the church year. We begin the new church year next week with Advent. But at the end of the church year, we get to take a look at how our Lord views history. And it's much different than the way we do in the world. The Lord sees a timeline of history not like ours. Our world sees history as a timeline that started out at the beginning very low, and then it just keeps going up, progressing. As our world looks at it, we started out as brutes, as illiterate, undeveloped beasts. And then the history of mankind has been one of upward progress. Each generation throughout the centuries, we improve, we become more developed until we arrive where we are today, where we're more developed and more sophisticated than all the generations before us. Everything is progressive. And we all know on some level that that's nonsense. There is no progression. We have gained improved techniques, better farming, better building processes. We accumulate knowledge and research, and that's good, better chemicals and medicines. We live with more technology and production. Our lives are certainly more convenient than anyone who came before us. But can anyone actually say that we humans are progressing? Have we progressed ourselves out of hatred in the heart for neighbor? Or progressed ourselves out of covetousness or lustfulness or vanity or arrogance or deceitfulness or anything else that our forefathers knew too? As soon as we look in the mirror or as soon as we look out into the streets, we know there is no progression for mankind. So our Lord sees our timeline of history differently than we do. He sees, we might say, 2 days. He sees a beginning. Man and woman, created in the image of God, joined as one flesh to bring forth life. Be fruitful and multiply, he said. Then the man and the woman, bringing it all into death by sin. That's the beginning of the timeline, the first day, we might say. But then our Lord sees the last day, when he comes again to judge the living and the dead. So it's a day of beginning at one end of the timeline and a day of finality at the other. But between these two ends of the timeline, that's what we are in now as we wait for the last day. This time in between, in the middle of the timeline, these long days show no progress. They are days lived in sinful flesh, days awaiting final judgment. They are days then of sinners being called on by God not to claim some imagined progress, but to repent. For Scripture gives us no view of progressive man, but a realistic view of fallen man. We are fallen sinners living among fallen people. And all these days would be time lived in the arrogance of human progress, but then in the despair of knowing that that progress is a lie, except that between the beginning day and the last day, there was one particular day, one historical fact that redeemed the whole entire timeline. On a certain day, under Pontius Pilate, as the Apostles' Creed puts it, the Son of Man, Christ Jesus, stood in for every sinful man and woman from the first day until the last. And standing in for us, he took the sin of the world upon himself and put it all to death in his body on the cross. By his blood, he redeemed every sinner. He redeemed every day that we live between the first day and the last. The death that came by the first Adam in the garden, he took upon himself and suffered its punishment in fullness for all. So now there's a new Adam. He stands as the new man. 1 Corinthians 15:22. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive. As our father Adam brought us into death by sin, so the new Adam, Christ Jesus, has made us alive by his resurrection. In purging us out of sin and death with his own blood, he has redeemed all our days. So now we live in faith. We live as those belonging to him, as those who have no false hope in the progress of man, but having the true hope of the redeemed, forgiven life, we have the resurrection of the body. For he who died in our stead has been raised from the dead, but his resurrection was not without impact for our lives, our bodies. His resurrection affects us. 1 Corinthians 15:20. In fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has also come the resurrection of the dead. Which means our lives are now lived in him. And that means, even as we live in our sinful flesh, awaiting the day of judgment, we live in faith at the same time, knowing that he has made us his own and we are his servants. Which means that all these little mundane works that we do every day, these tasks we are given to take care of family and of neighbor, they're not mundane at all. They are holy works given us by God. The changing of the baby's diaper, the washing of the clothes, the going to work in the morning, the word of welcome to a stranger, the giving of help to a neighbor in need, the clothing provided to one in need, the visit made to one in the hospital, the note sent to one in prison. These all seem like small, inconsequential works. They certainly don't look like works that add to the great progress of man. They are mundane, daily, common, and they are holy, because they are works of love toward neighbor being done by one whose life has been redeemed by Christ Jesus. They are works being done by people who live in a sinful world, and they live in sinful flesh, and yet who daily live in repentance of that sin and in faith toward Christ Jesus. And in this life of faith, despite everything that we see around us, despite all the falsity of living in a world which preaches the progress of man, in this life of faith, we look at the man, Christ Jesus, and in him, we see the one who has redeemed us from sin, and having redeemed us, has now been raised up from the dead, so that as the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep, he is the one by whom the resurrection of the dead has come also to us who belong to him. He now reigns at the throne in heaven. From the throne, he sends forth to us the Holy Spirit in the preaching of the word. The Holy Spirit keeps us in that word, cleansing our lives by calling us to the sacraments, so that we wait in faith for the last day when Christ Jesus comes again to judge the living and the dead. For that last day is the day of the resurrection of our own bodies. We now hear him in his word of gospel, seeing him by faith. We will then see him as we stand up in our flesh with our own eyes, as Job says. We will look upon him. In the name of Jesus. Amen.